Coach D turns up the heat and Dana plans a Sweet 16. This is the Bring It After Show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Cut it.
Them prices way too high.
You need to cut it.
Yes.
Way too high. You need to cut it.
I'm feeling it. Welcome, everybody, to the AfterBuzz TV.
What's up,
guys? After show for Bring It.
You know, I follow the Smurfs on Instagram, and they did a dance to this. So
what?
I've loved this song ever since.
I didn't even know the Smurfs had an Instagram.
Actually, maybe they don't. Maybe it was just on Cameron's. I think it was just Cameron's, but she posted the three of them doing it.
Oh, I love that. Love that. Welcome, everybody. It is Howard the Third. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that great stuff, at Howard the Third. And, of course, my website, howardthethird.com. And to my lovely left over here, Miss Tamara.
I'm Tamara. You can check out my YouTube channel, Hey Tamara.
Yes. And Heather, we miss you. Heather couldn't be here tonight.
Heather's not here tonight.
I know. You guys killed it, by the way, last week.
Oh, thank you.
I was like, oh, look at them killing it. And I'm glad you addressed those The comments.
Yes,
we see
they were
you guys.
All over us.
I know. Trying to get every, you know, it's a lot to remember. Mm-hmm. It's like 100 girls. So, sorry. But we are here tonight to talk about season 3, episode 24 of Little Nico and a Lot of Sweat.
Getting close. We're almost at the end of the summer season.
Almost there at the summer season, the Battle Royale. Yes. So we open up with Faith, which is, you know, one of the dolls, being overly excited about her Sweet 16. I mean, it's going, she's just talking about how it's just going to be the talk of the town.
Mm-hmm.
Are we happy? Like, do you remember your Sweet 16?
You know, I was trying to think. I don't. I have
really?
No idea. I know, I definitely wasn't one of those kids that had to do, like, this giant, you know, decadent party.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even remember if we went out to dinner or anything. I don't remember a damn thing that I did.
That's not good.
Mm-mm. I don't know why. Maybe I blocked it for some reason.
Oh, no. I know. I had a pretty good Sweet 16. I shared it with one of my best friends.
Oh,
like, we
fun.
Had, a co-party, me and him. So it was like, we just turned up with the kids.
Nice.
Like, it was all of us. It was a lot of fun.
That's what it should be.
Mm-hmm. And it was just everybody from the school. Like, it was nice. I enjoyed it. And so we also see that Dana, Faith's mother, wants to get little Nico from the rap game to come and perform at Faith's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, that's Faith's, like, major character. She loves him off of the rap game.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember watching the rap game last season. He was a pretty good standout.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty happy, like, she was, like, to go with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so we move on forward to Coach D and Kayla talking about the last dance competition from, you know, the one from last week and how they pretty much killed it.
Yeah.
They always kill it.
They did a great job.
Mm-hmm. So then we move on to Coach D and Kayla still talking about this one, this new competition called the Stance. They're doing only Stance in the Choreography Challenge,
mm-hmm.
where one choreographer has to eliminate all of these girls.
Very cool. I was excited for this one.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like, you know, Choreography Challenge, pitting every individual against each other. It's very exciting.
Yeah. I feel like it's exciting, but it's also kind of like, if I was a choreographer, I would be so nervous.
Oh, totally. But it's kind of like Kayla said when it was, like, happening. She's like, you know, if you're doing an auditions, it depends on one. It could possibly be that one person is watching this group of 100 people. So, like, it's good experience for the future.
Because
it is kind of unfair that it's up to one person to pick out who's doing great.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, it's all these girls. How do you know you're not picking the wrong girl?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he had somebody, like, in his ear still. Like, kind of like, oh,
yeah.
Go towards her.
Because if you were in the back and on the side, mm-hmm. it's kind of just like, you're not even in his peripheral.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's a little, iffy. And then we see about the Stance Challenge that they have to pick. It's five teams, Divas of Dance LCBC, Pink Diamonds, and the Elite Stars of Nashville.
Nashville. Tyrus mm-hmm. is my favorite.
I do love Tyrus.
I love Tyrus. Yes.
He always brings, his personality is through the roof.
I'm so excited for a Tyrus. Yeah. He's yes. And despite every, like, all the trash talk that he and Miss D say back and forth, I'm mm-hmm. like, you guys are buds. You yeah. guys are pals. Stop yeah. it. Stop it.
I love it because it makes it even more fun to watch because you know they're secretly yeah. friends.
Yeah.
But they still have that rival yeah. in them. Like, they both want
to
come on top.
It's the most fun to watch because I think because it's they, you know, they're so funny with their insults back and forth. I think that's why yes. I think that I'm like, I see it. You guys are pals.
Yeah. Then they'll always kind of, like, Coach D kind of throws it. Sometimes she'll laugh when they're talking. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, we see you, Coach D. We see you. But with the stands challenge, each girl or each teams have to battle each other. It's kind of like an all-day stands type of thing. And if one, let's say the dolls pick number one, then they have to fight or dance against number two, and then number three, and number four, and number five, and so on. So it's a lot of dancing. Oh, just so much. So much that even the moms were saying, we cannot, like, deal with this. Mm-hmm. It's too much dancing.
Yeah.
Was she pushing the girls too much in this challenge?
I don't know, because I'm not sure how many times... Are they really doing the stands more? Because in a regular stand battle, it's like one team, the other team, one team, the other team, one team, the other team. Mm-hmm. Was this time... Because it might be this team, then that team... Then that team, then this team. So I was unclear of if they're actually dancing yeah. more than usual or not.
They were dancing a little bit more. It was kind of like a basketball tournament. Mm-hmm. How it'd be team against team, and then whoever loses goes against the next team, and then if that team wins, mm-hmm. they go against the first team.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, the, so like was, a bracket.
Right. So it was a lot of dancing.
Yeah.
And the moms, Brittany, she had a lot to say when she was like, I don't think these girls have enough energy to talk, you know, to dance like this.
Because mm-hmm. it takes, I mean, the amount of energy Major at Dancing takes in the first place. Mm-hmm. And then if you're pushing it up to 120, it's like, oh, Lord, I get tired just watching them.
Right. Ridiculous. But then... speaking of the moms, so we move on to Brittany talking about Faith's party. Dana was like, okay, here we go. Faith is having a sweet 16.
See that scene when they're in the mom's room and Faith, when she says the very first thing she says about Faith's sweet 16 party, and Brittany's sitting right next to her, and she just was just like,
I know.
Like, did not care.
Yes. I was like, dang, at least try to fake like you care. Brittany just was like, no, I'm not going.
He's like, thanks, bye.
I think Christiana would have loved to go.
Uh-huh.
At least, you know, the girls would have loved it, but who knows who was really invited and who wasn't. And then, so we go back to some of the practices. I want to get into a little of that before I get into Coach D and how she got heated or why she got heated. Selena brought Star and Sky to sit in on the stance battle group, because it was only stance battle this week, mm-hmm. and the practices. Star and Sky just sat in the back.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, okay, well, they weren't supposed to be there in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that they're timid kids. They seem like they're, you know, kind of on the timid side right. anyway. So, like, they don't seem to have a lot of, like, initiative. Which I guess can be translated into, it seems like they don't care that much. Like, it's their mom that's pushing them. Mm-hmm. And we've gone back and forth whether about how much they care, or I've gone back and forth on, yeah, they seemed like they really in it. Nah, they seem like they've checked out and Selena's just pushing them into doing this stuff. Mm-hmm. But like, every time you see them talk, I'm thinking like, oh, they're sweet. They're sweet, shy girls. And, I just got the feeling that them coming there, you know, they already knew that they weren't supposed to be there.
Right.
They probably didn't want to be like, well, I don't want to, you know, be all up in something I'm not supposed to be in, so I'm just going to be polite and sit back here, but that pissed Miss D off even more.
Right. Because it was a slap in the face.
Yeah.
How are you going to, even if you know you're not supposed to be there, now you're here. but now it's making it worse because you're just sitting here staring at mm-hmm. me. And I already don't want you here. So it's like, get up and dance. Yeah. These girls.
So do you think Miss D would, if they had gotten up and danced, would she have not had a problem?
I think so. I think if they at least would have done like a simple 8 count or tried.
Yeah, I mean, they should have, but that's the thing. Like, I think after this episode, I'm back to like, yeah, Selena or producers are pushing them mm-hmm. to like get involved more in there. They're just along for the ride.
Right. I think they like dancing, mm-hmm. but they don't like doing it as hardcore as Sunjay mm-hmm. did.
They don't have like a killer instinct. They're mm-hmm. not like, I am determined. They're just like, no, it's fun. It's fun when I get to do it. Whatever. Right.
They're having fun and they don't want the extra. Mm-hmm. They're just like, you know, we like doing this in our spare time.
Yeah.
So it just sucks. But I feel where Coach D was coming from. She was just watching them and she's like, you know what? I don't deal with no children. I'm not going to argue with no kids. I'm going to go straight over to your mama.
Yeah.
So she goes back.
Yeah, Selena's just been getting beaten up lately.
Right, yeah. Dude? I feel like they're picking on her a little bit more again.
Yeah. Why? I mean, it doesn't seem, I don't know, she doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, because at first she was the main target, and then she just calmed down. Mm-hmm. She was one of the moms, and now they're picking on her.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it about Selena that they just don't like?
It's crazy. I mean, in the beginning, you know, like in the earlier seasons, you know, she was a diva. She was very, mm-hmm. you know, pushy. She was very, look at me, look at me, look at me. But she's calmed down a lot. And now she's, I mean, from what we see, she's just kind of chill.
Yeah.
But for some reason, you know, who knows? But they don't like her.
They really don't. And Coach D seems like to be at the top of this list. Like, she went into that room and was like, Selena, why are your girls even here?
Yeah.
You know, what are they doing here? You see your girls in the back? Just went off on Selena and told her to even shut up. To just listen, like, went off. And then there was a moment where Coach D got so angry, she was like, this is your savior. And she was talking to the camera. She's like, this is your savior. This is your savior.
Oh.
So she knew the camera was there, and she just did not want to go all the way off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
I wonder
That's what she meant by that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she was looking at the camera, she's like, this is your savior. This is your savior. I was like, oh. Uh-oh.
Damn, what do you think she's like outside of the camera then?
I know. But I was like, how was the camera, you know, the reality camera, your savior, you go off regardless.
Yeah, for sure. So it'd just be like just Monster Unleashed if the camera's not there.
Maybe.
Or maybe she means like I'd be pulling up some personal shit that these people don't know about. Mm. You know, maybe it's that. Maybe it's like, you don't want me saying what I really want to say because I'm not going to in front of the camera. Maybe Ooh. That's what, you know, maybe that's what she was alluding to.
Maybe. I just don't know what was that? Like her personal savior.
Yeah.
So she goes all the way off, just ridiculous, decides to just get crazy. And then the moms, which was a funny part to go from that, the moms decide to prank, Tetris? Is that how you pronounce his name? The one we love, Elite.
Oh, Tyrus.
Tyrus. Mm-hmm. The moms decided to call Tyrus and say.
That was so weird.
Say like they prank call him, saying they're calling from some type of company, mm-hmm. and was it like a church or something? And they needed their money back or something like that. And it was so funny. He was just going off on the phone.
Yeah.
He's a wonderful character.
He's fun. I think he caught on pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
Yeah, that was a silly little bit. But man, I'd be calling Kairos all the time if I were them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he's got a really good team. Really good team. And so, I put in, he called them, the moms called him and told him, D's nuts.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Well, he didn't ever hear that.
Yes.
He was like, D's nuts, what's that?
And the mom's like, this is D's nuts.
Do you guys know what that is out there? I'm not sure if our viewers
they might
know D's nuts. It's hard to explain. It's like just a stupid, it's just a thing mm-hmm. people say to like, you know, like, where are you going later tonight? D's nuts. Just, yeah, exactly. It means nothing, but it's just like.
So then we even see that the moms, so they could build up their endurance, they start doing push-ups. Mimi says everybody gets on the floor and start doing a push-up. is it fair that they did female push-ups? Because Mimi wanted the actual man push-ups. Uh-huh. And some were cheating. Is that fair?
I do the female push-ups. I do on my knees. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to do. I mean, that's I don't know. I don't know how strong Mimi is. I guess she can do the full-on push-up.
I guess so. I mean, she looked great. She was doing it.
What is that noise? We keep checking our phones because we keep hearing this, like, weird...
I think it's my phone.
Oh, is it yours?
Personally, okay. Yeah. Oh. You know, over here just vibrating
away. No big. I thought it was like something in our audio thing.
Oh, no. So we move on to the practices where Coach D decides it's getting tough to, like, have these girls' attention. The only way I can get their attention is to make it hot. So she turns off the AC.
It's like Bikram. Like Bikram yoga.
Right in Mississippi, where it's, you know.
Oh, we're in the summertime.
Mm-hmm, the humidity.
Yeah.
What was she thinking? Ooh. I know she was trying to build up the girls' endurance because they would have to dance all day. Mm-hmm. But in the heat like
in
that.
In the heat and you're dancing. That's borderline dangerous. But
yeah.
Hopefully they're drinking that water and stuff.
Exactly. They look so sweaty. She even gave them a paper towel to, like, dry off their back. Mm-hmm. Poor girls.
That's rough.
Yeah.
They go through a lot.
Mm-hmm. But she had a point. She was like, you guys are athletes. You guys need to train like athletes. Mm-hmm. And
conditioning.
That means... Yeah.
That's like soldier conditioning. That's like, somebody was telling me recently there's a name for like the torture. They like try to get you accustomed to, like, torture tactics. It seems like that's what that was.
Mm-hmm. It sure did. Because I was like, wow. Like, okay, Coach D. Okay. In the heat.
She's bad.
Mm-hmm. So then Coach D decides that the girls, they're barely even moving. She tells them to move, and they just sit there. And it's just because they're tired. Mm-hmm. They're tired from the heat. They're tired from dancing.
And they're tired from the harder moves that, like, last time was the first time they executed that. They do, like, somersault and then pike up and then, like, back, like, kick over into a back bend out of that. And that's it looks great. That's a hard move. Mm-hmm. And they have to do it, the speed that they have to do it, like, they're pulling some hard tricks now. So
yes, they are. Yeah. These stands are getting a lot tougher. And it just seems like the girls have to remember so much. I'm glad they have these practices because all these new stands, then you have the old stands. It's just a lot. Mm-hmm. They had to do actually 10 stands. If they were going to pull the first number to be in the bracket, they would need enough for 10 stands.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy.
And each stand could go from anywhere to 5 to 20 minutes. So it's like, wow.
I guess they can. Can they use those in future stand battles?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's good. But it's like, what? Each, like, 10 stands? And then, luckily, it was only stand battle. But then you still also have to learn the choreography from the choreographer challenge.
Yeah.
That's got to be all new. So these girls are just pushing themselves to dance.
Yep. Good thing they're young.
Mm-hmm. They're doing their thing. So then let's move on to Faith's birthday party. Finally, we get to see her in this beautiful, like a two-piece.
Uh-huh.
It was a nice little shiny top.
She always looks so cute.
She really does. I was like, oh.
Faith's the little ballerina princess.
Yeah, she was. I was like, wow, you know, she looks just like a young lady. Like, it's her sweet 16.
I'm surprised she's 16. I thought she was younger. She looks younger than that.
Yeah, she's got the baby face.
Yeah, she looks baby face, but... Yeah, and I gotta say, too, like, as soon as they introduced little Nico, I'm like, cross-promotion! Like, that was orchestrated to promote the rap game, but that's all right, that's all right. Not that she doesn't actually watch it.
I know, but you gotta do what you gotta do. It's Lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Go ahead, Lifetime.
I know. I'm here for it, so go ahead. But we see Faith take a limo, a stretch limo at that, with some of her closest friends, and then her mom.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of like, Mama, maybe you should just meet them at the birthday party. You don't have to ride in the limo.
Mm-hmm.
If she wanted her mom, you know, that's fine. But, you know, it's her sweet 16. I would have been like, okay, Mom, take the car. You and Dad, you guys meet us up there. Or you can follow the limo to make sure we get there safely.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have minded. I'm super close to my mom, so like if she had been like riding in the car with, well, I'm not a kid that would have had a limo for my sweet 16, but let's say I did, I wouldn't have had a problem with my mom in it. But I definitely have friends who would have, like, they would have had a problem if their mom was tagging along. Right. I guess it just depends on how close you are to your mama. But like, I was, that scene was so cute when Faith started crying and was just like, you know, my mom does everything for me and I just want to make her proud and stuff like that. That was heartwarming. I'm like, oh, I'm glad they're so close.
Yeah, they are pretty close. So I guess, you know, it's okay. But still.
you wouldn't have had your mom.
No, I would have had them follow me. Like,
no, I mean, that, I would assume that's what most kids did. I knew when I was 16 that I was weird, that I wanted my mom to hang out with me.
No. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love my mom.
Yeah, but... no, totally. But like, when you're a teenager, you don't want your mom hanging around. Yeah. I was just a weirdo. I guess Faith is too. She likes hanging out with her mom.
I mean, go ahead, but I'm like, whatever. So she meets little Nico, and he's standing there with flowers, which was so nice. He had flowers for her. She had on her little crown because she was a princess of the night. And then she also did an outfit change. So I wonder if she performed at her her party.
Yeah.
Because usually when we see our, you know, some girls could just wanted an outfit change. But I wonder if she was like, oh, this is my party. You know, it's about me. Let me do a dance.
Yeah. Oh, I wish we could have seen that if she did.
I wish so, too. Yeah. And then we also see that Sunjay came home for that weekend. She wanted to see Star and Sky, who we didn't see, but they said they were getting ready for the party. I don't know where they were, but whatever.
Yeah. There's so much that we don't get to see at this show. You know, they say something happened, and then it's like, cut, and you're just like, wait, what?
Right. So I was like, where are they at? Like, come on. But, you know, we saw Sunjay, which is always nice to see her. I want to see Sunjay come back and do, like, one good competition, maybe for the Summer Slam. Because just like how Kayla can dance, I know sometimes she only does it for, like, the captains, but sometimes they throw her in there.
Yeah.
Sunjay can be thrown in there.
Yeah, for sure. Because there's no, their rules don't place, like, any sort of age limit or school limit. So, like, Sanjay should, that would be awesome. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, I would love to, like, her, Cameron, and Kayla do a routine. I would really like to see that. Yeah. Make it happen, Lifetime.
You hear that, guys? Come on now.
You guys, make that happen. But, so we see Selena was at the party, dipping and doing it. Like, she was up there dancing.
Probably hitting on some of those 15-year-old boys.
I mean, I know she like them young, but I don't know about that young.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Well, she was up there dipping and doing it. So go ahead, Selena. I saw you over there, girl. Twerking away. So let's move on to competition day. Oh, but before we get to competition day, Faith had her party before the competition. What? Like, I know she can't really plan competitions, but why do you think she would do that, knowing she would have to get up in the morning and she would have to dance? Like, she's partying on the Friday, competition's on Saturday.
Yeah. You know, I guess when you're a kid, you just, like, you love, she loves dancing. She was excited for her party. She's excited for the competition. So I guess you probably just wanted to do both, I guess.
That's true. Maybe that's why some of the girls couldn't make it.
Could be, yeah.
They were focused. I feel like that's with Cameron. She was probably, like, really focused.
Yeah.
But moving on to the competition. So we finally get there. They're at home in Mississippi. So first up is the choreographer's challenge. We see Star and Sky and Cameron. They are a part of some of the dolls who try out. It looks like quite a few dolls. But then they get kicked out.
Yeah. Surprised to see Cameron go in the first round.
Right.
But yet Star, Sky, and Alyssa were, you know, lasted longer than Cameron did. Yeah. That's why it's those kinds of, it's those times where I'm like, please don't cut away. Like, why? Well, you needed to see more.
Right.
You know, as people who follow the show and we know what kind of dancer Cameron is and what kind of a dancer, you know, Star and Sky is, and we never get to see, like, Alyssa really dance and stuff like that. Like, like, don't cut away. Like, I would have loved to have seen that more.
Yeah, like, more of them picking up the choreography. Because we just saw glimpses and just pieces
so
of...
So fast, yeah.
Yeah, like, come on, Lifetime. So, now we see that it's only four dolls make the final cut. But they don't tell us who's going to win out of, I think it was like a total, maybe like 10 or 11 girls, mm-hmm. a total. And we don't get to see that till the end of the competition. So we have to wait. But we do get to see Tyrus and Coach D meet up. Of course, talking trash mm-hmm. in the hallway. Tyrus is stretching. Coach D says she goes out to get some air, mm-hmm. you know.
And she's like, but see, it's just that, because he's out there stretching and she's like, uh-oh, does that mean he's going to dance? That it's just add that one little bit of purpose and it makes it okay for me. Like, it's mm-hmm. when they don't have any reason to be out there where they're just right. like, what's up, Cookie? Yeah. I love that he calls her Cookie. But yes. like when they're just meeting face to face and it's completely just like there was no reason for them to walk out there. This was at least, I know it was still staged, obviously, but at least like throwing in that little narrative, he's stretching. Oh, maybe that means he's going to join the dance. Like that just makes it a little bit more interesting for me if they just throw in that little thing.
Yeah, definitely. It wasn't like weird. Like, okay, why are they meeting up? Like, yeah. we got it. And somehow they ended up on the floor, like sitting down.
Yeah, they sit down. Yeah, bizarre. And then he farts. I don't even think that was real.
I know. I was like, did he really fart?
Some producer thought that that would be funny. All right, fine.
I was like, oh, okay. He did like a whole cartwheel to get up. And then it was like, did he fart on the way up? And then she's over there fanning him. I'm like, oh, you stink. So we then move on to the coaches actually picking their numbers. So we see the first one. Oh, sorry. We get to see that, for the stand battle, we see the coaches picking up their numbers. Ooh, excuse me. Dolls get number four. And then, so the first up is the Elite Stars versus the Divas of Dance. Mm-hmm. They get up there. They, of course, go head-to-head, battle it out. Of course, a great round. Divas of Dance win the first round, and now they get to go against LCDC. Mm-hmm. LCDC, we haven't seen in a while.
I like their, just like, sweatshirts, mm-hmm. Pant leg pulled up. Like, I liked their style in this.
Mm-hmm. It was very, like, street. Mm-hmm. Like, we came to dance.
Yeah.
Only focus on dance.
Yeah.
But I still like the costumes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely the dolls' costumes this episode was.
I love it when they go do the black and whites. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks just great. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I wonder who designs those. You think Coach D has a say, or does she just, like,
pick? I bet she has a say. Yeah. I don't know who. I wonder who designs them. Yeah. Hmm.
I wonder how much of the girls have a say in the outfits.
That's a good question.
They're just like, oh, you know, we'll wear whatever Coach D picks out.
Like, I think if we know Coach D like we do, mm-hmm. they probably don't have any say in it.
Yeah, probably not. Poor girls. So we see Divas of Dance take the final round. They go against LCDC. And then Divas of Dance take the second round also. So they beat LCDC. So now it's two teams down out of the five teams. So now we get to see the dolls go against Divas of Dance, and they end up kicking their butt. Like, mm-hmm. they knocked them out, which was a good battle because before Divas of Dance beat them in the past. Mm-hmm. So everybody was on their edge. So glad to see the dolls won.
Yeah.
So now it's the dolls versus Pink Diamonds in round four. Now the energy is still high. And everybody is still trying to figure out what's going on, you know? And then the dolls end up taking it in round four. So they're just, like, kicking butt and taking names.
And there were so many parts to this. Which team was in, I don't know which team was in the red and white. But there were so many times where a team would pull a really difficult stunt. Mm-hmm. And then the camera would, like, you'd see them get into, like, the one where one girl was in, like, crab position, and then another Ooh. Girl got on her knees, and then they'd cut away. And it was like, whoa, but wait, what right. were they about to do? I want to see that.
Right.
And then I think it was the same team. Like, one girl was back handspringing, and then they, like, they stopped her and put her, you know, like in a flyer position. And Ooh. Then she puts her arms out like this, and then they cut away.
Oh, my, like, gosh.
I don't understand their editing. Like, what are you thinking?
Right. Clearly, they just don't care.
Yeah, they don't care about the dance at all.
And we keep saying it, and you guys at home keep saying it, too. We want to see more of the dance. Yeah, and they just cut it out.
Like, I understand, you know, time is of the essence, and, you know, they've got a lot of story to put in the 60 minutes, but it's like, That's the purpose of the show. I don't need to see Rittany's reaction. I want to see the move, you know?
Exactly. And especially on this one where they only had really stance battle to worry about. The practices weren't that long. We could have saw more of the dance. Mm-hmm. Come on, Lifetime. You hear us. I know you do. So after round four, we think that it's over, and it's not over. So the dolls have to go head to head against the team who won in the loser's bracket. So all the teams that are already knocked out, they battle, and then whoever won from the loser's bracket battles the dolls. And it ends up being Divas of Dance. So we see them again battling out. So they go, it's like move after move after move. The girls have to remember so many moves. Mm-hmm. I just like that. And I finally caught on to where when Cameron does her first eight count, that's them saying, mm-hmm. we're going to do this dance. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, Cameron.
Yeah, one of our YouTube commenters for the last episode said that too. Yeah, we knew that they followed Cameron, but it's based off of, what her first eight counts are.
Yeah, and Cameron was just throwing the moves. She loves them. We saw some new ones. We saw some favorite ones. We saw basically the beautiful outfits. It was a good battle. Mm-hmm. Before I say who won, mm-hmm. who do you think should have won between the Divas of Dance and the dolls?
You know, it's hard to say. It's one of those things where it's like, based on what we got to see in the episode, I can't make a call. I don't know.
I know.
I don't know what it was like to actually be there.
Yeah, I know. It's tough. I thought they were both doing good. I kind of was thinking like the Divas of Dance were going to take it for mm-hmm. some reason. I just thought they would really do it. Mm-hmm. But it was the dolls. The dolls ended up winning taking first place in the overall stance battle. Mm-hmm. So they took home this big, huge trophy. And I still have a problem with the judges. I still have that problem. I don't like that it's the same judges every time. Mm. I just feel like we need to switch it up. Mm-hmm. That was my phone.
Switch it up so that you're getting different opinions. Maybe the dolls wouldn't be winning as much if they had, other eyes on them or something.
Right. Like, let's get a fresh pair of new eyes in there and let's see somebody else's opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, what are they critiquing, you know?
Okay. Fair enough.
I just want to see, because, I could be in my own head, but I'm like, okay, if they love the dolls, automatically, vote for the dolls.
Yeah.
I need a fresh pair of eyes. Let's get Miss Sandy from the cafeteria. Like, let's get somebody else. We could have the choreographer's friend. Like, the choreographer.
We get the choreographer. Why not?
He could have done both judging. But whatever. And then for the choreographer's challenge, a member of the LCDC team won. One of them who were wearing the sweats.
And of course, we didn't really get to see much of her dancing, so who knows why she won. Mm-hmm. But
dang you.
I trust them.
Dang you, Lifetime.
Yeah. Jay Fever, the host, could judge. Oh. He could. Have you been noticing? I haven't noticed. Maybe I just haven't noticed, but like now he's got this catchphrase, let's get it, let's go.
Oh,
and
yeah,
like all always... of a sudden, I'm like, is that new or have I just never noticed it before? Has he been saying that the whole time?
He has been saying that for a while.
Okay.
I know.
Because it wasn't until last episode when he had the t-shirt on that said it that I was like, oh, I guess that's his catchphrase. Mm-hmm. I just haven't noticed.
Go ahead, JP, man. I mean, you're working, so do you. But so now they're on to SummerSlam. We are going to get in our predictions later on for that. But let's get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Yes.
I don't know this piece of information. I told Howard to tell me on air so I can be shocked.
Okay, guys. So coming to you straight from the internet. John Connor, who we may not know by name, but we know his face. He is the coach of the infamous Dancerettes. Mm-hmm. Remember in just a few actually episodes ago, it was the zip code against zip code mm-hmm. when Coach D teamed up with the Divas. It wasn't Divas of Olive Branch, but
he was in last episode because when it was Jackson Jackson, Mississippi versus Memphis.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, okay. Got my episodes mixed up. So he was the one with the dreads.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's him, mm-hmm. if people don't remember. So he's in the news for something totally Again. Shocking. Yes. Before he was in the news for the attempted suicide. Mm-hmm. That was about, like 2 weeks ago, a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
So, like, but that. This time he is in the news because he was arrested. He was arrested for 2 counts of statutory rape by, I know, statutory rape by an, attorney figure, and 2 counts of criminal exposure to HIV.
Oh, wow.
He was, allegedly with an underage teenager, mm-hmm. 16-year-old mm. teenager, now 17. Wow. They had been having intercourse or mm-hmm. sex on several different occasions. Pretty much had a full-blown relationship.
Oh, man.
At the time, the teenager was 16, John was 26.
Oh, okay.
So we're not sure. It didn't say how this came about. I don't know if the teenager just got mad or, you know, maybe one of the friends came to the authorities. But the teenager did actually give a little interview to the police,
oh, wow.
saying that we have been together. We were dating. I've known him for a while. They met off of social media. They didn't say which one, but mm-hmm. They had a full-blown relationship. But the teenager never knew he had HIV.
And did he know that the teenager was under 18, I wonder?
I don't know. He says he didn't know, but you never know.
Yeah, you kind of always... Yeah, that's always the argument. I didn't know.
Yeah. You never really know. Now John is being held off a $100,000 bond. So he's arrested in Tennessee.
Mm. Boy, there's a lot that goes on behind the curtain with this show.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. John's got a lot to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if this is just going to add on to his already depression mm-hmm. or...
Yeah. And everything else he had to deal with. I guarantee you one thing now that he's charged with statutory rape. We're not going to see him on Bring It anymore. Mm-mm. He's not going to be on the show. That was it. Last episode, that was it. I guarantee. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't... Lifetime can't legally... they won't allow somebody with that sort of charge to be on TV.
And then around, kids. Mm-hmm. And this just changed. This, changes everything.
Yeah.
I'm like... I don't even know what to say. Because now it's still going... It's like an ongoing process. But it was all over the internet. There's a mugshot and everything. So if he knew, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just like, John,
what are you doing?
Yeah. I was, literally my mouth dropped when I read this because it just happened on Friday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. So just a few days ago, it happened.
Wow.
And I'm like, what? How did this come out? They found text messages. The whole, shebang. Mm. It was everything.
I guess we'll probably know more next week mm-hmm. in the finale.
Yeah, this is definitely still ongoing.
More will come out about whether, who initiated the relationship. Not that matters. The kid was still underage, so. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. But let's get into some predictions after that.
Ooh, and predictions. Now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Ooh. Well, I already said one. We're not going to see John ever again. That's for sure. That's for damn sure. Well, that's too bad. I did like him.
Yeah.
But skeletons in the closet.
Yeah.
Let's see. Predictions. I think that the Dolls will win SummerSlam. There's something you said earlier about... Oh, you said Sanjay might come back for some... Or you would like to see Sanjay mm-hmm. come back? I bet that they will bring her back for a dance. I bet we're... I don't know if it'll be... SummerSlam, or if it will be when the school season starts, mm-hmm. but I bet you're right. I bet we're gonna see. I just stole your prediction. I just snagged it from you.
Took it right from me. Well, that's okay. I predict the same thing that the Dolls are going to take SummerSlam. But I can also see Divas of Olive Branch coming back. Neva the Diva giving them a good run for their money.
Yeah.
I see that happening. And then hopefully in the last episode, we'll also see Kayla dance too.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
She's going to get back out there.
We haven't seen her in a while dance.
Mm-hmm. She's going to be back out there kicking butt, taking names.
Kicking butt, taking names. Mm. How you doing in school, Kayla?
Oh, yeah. How's that going? We love you. Well, guys, that is our episode for tonight.
Yeah.
We appreciate you guys tuning in, week out, leaving your comments on my YouTube, tweeting us, using our hashtag ABTV Bring It. We just love you guys. So make sure you tune in next week for what is supposed to be the season finale, the SummerSlam, the big thing, the big shebang, what we've been waiting for.
Yep.
I am one of your hosts, Howard the Third. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that great stuff at Howard the Third. And of course, my website, howardthethird.com. Ms. Tamara, where can they find you?
You can find me, check out my YouTube channel, subscribe if you like, Hey Tamara on YouTube. And this is the last of this season you'll see me because I won't be here for the finale.
Aww.
Yeah, but it's been fun. Hope to see you next season.
Yay! We'll see you guys later. Thanks again.
Thanks for watching.
Be sure to like and subscribe.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.